This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Pentagon says Iran fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at least two Iraqi air bases that houses U.S. troops. So far, there is no word on of damage or casualties, but the Pentagon says it's working on initial battle damage assessments. VOA senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has been following developments all day.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper at the Pentagon declared, "The United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one." Top U.S. officials are defending the decision to use a drone above Baghdad airport to kill Qasem Soleimani, saying the architect of numerous terrorist attacks was days away from conducting another one that would have killed more Americans. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump says he will make his first public remarks Wednesday morning on Iran's response to the killing of Soleimani and the drone strike in Baghdad. Meantime, Iran's foreign minister said Iran does not want escalation or war. A strong earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday, the latest in a series of quakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. The 6.4 magnitude quake has caused some structural damage on the island, still reeling from Hurricane Maria, which struck just over 2 years ago, causing widespread damage across the island and creating a humanitarian crisis. Firefighters in Australia are taking advantage of the weather change to shore up defenses against the massive bushfires, that is. Rain and cooler temperatures giving firefighters time to bolster containment lines, clear ground vegetation, and conduct controlled burns. But the rainfall is not enough to extinguish the hundreds of fires still burning. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who faced criticism for his response to the fires, committing $1.4 billion to a newly created Bush Fire Recovery Fund to help residents. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.